Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend Stacy Carruth here with me. We had been brainstorming. We get so many billing questions. We get so many detailed nitty gritty because if you're not a profitable practice, it's hard to stay successful long term. So Stacy and I are going to put together a series that'll come out the next few months of very detailed questions we both get asked. But I wanted to make the first video, who is Stacy? Why is she the expert that you should be going to for these questions?
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. A little about me. I'm a licensed midwife, and I got into the billing side because as a midwife, I was dissatisfied. I used several different billers. And this has been over 20 years when electronic billing was first getting started, and it just seemed like I wasn't ever satisfied with the billing. And at the time I was hearing a lot of excuses. As it turns out, you know, it was legit. There was a lot of delays on the payer part. There was some navigating to be done between insurance billing and out of hospital birth. There was a learning curve for us and the insurance companies. And basically, I got in this business because I guess if you complain about something, and sometimes it ends up being your job to do, well, you find a solution.
Well, I think especially as midwives, we have such a unique niche, and like to find the resources and support. It's not like any medical billing practice is going to work for us, or we have this unique challenge. And if you find frustration, and I think that's part of why I started my business consulting as well, is you find a need, you find this is what I wish I would have had in my practice, and nobody else is a resource. So let's make it. So I think that's the entrepreneurial side in both of us coming out.
Yes, it is. And we've been around for 10 years. I met an attorney that was a part of the legal team that sued United Healthcare back, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. And the United Healthcare settlement for $180 million for defrauding their members that had out-of-network benefits, but also out-of-network providers. And that was such an amazing chance that I met this person, just, you know, those odd circumstances that are almost cosmic. And he had never heard of midwifery before. And we got together and teamed up and started a business that was specifically billing for midwives and out of hospital birth, either home birth or birth centers. And, there are a lot of changes in the industry, and you have to roll with it. They come out with new edits, and some codes are discontinued and other codes. So you have to be willing to assimilate and move and change things. You can't just find one way of billing and stick with it for the next 5 years or the next year, because it is an evolving industry. And I think that's something that, that's one of our successful things, is that we stay up on those changes. And, we want midwives to get paid. We want consumers to be able to utilize their maternity benefits.
Well, and I think you and I, when we talk about just leveraging the experts, like the knowledge you have and your company has, like things are ever evolving. As for whether you pick a marketer, a biller, an accountant, a financial planner, the rules change every year. The guidelines, I mean, especially with marketing and SEO and social, like you have to have somebody that is spending and their team is investing. So I think it's great. Like I stress, there's very rare times that I say somebody should bill themselves unless they're very, very small and they're doing mostly cash and it's not a cost benefit to have that overhead. But most of the time, having a biller on your team from the beginning, someone like you, and there's many other great companies out there, and there's small ones and big ones. And so I just stress the people interview, get to know them. And I think that's the whole point of these video series, is you want to know the questions that ask billers. We want to know the appeals process. We want the midwives to have a high level understanding so they can ask the right questions to be involved versus, oh, I didn't know you had to go through 20 steps to appeal. Like, I understand why it takes you 3 to 6 months.
And to, you know, try different ones out. Do a couple of claims with this one and some with this one. So you might, you'll find a shoe that fits. You know, you find that fit. Different billing companies have different processes, and that's what I would encourage midwives to try. You know, there's not that many out there. You can try them all and see which you mesh with and which one produces the best results.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I'm excited, Stacey, for this series, and you're a great asset to the midwifery community. And so if there's anything anybody has questions about, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Stacey?
Email is best, and I guess the best one is info@midwivesadvantage.com.
Perfect. And I'll put it at the bottom of the video. I'll put your website, I'll put your resources, and any attachments to these future conversations we're going to have. So thank you so much, Stacey.
Thanks, Leslie.